Imagine what the herd immunity would be if we had done what Sweden did. They are approaching 50% antibody, trace antibodies in blood tests. They're approaching 50%. That's where we would be. If the kids would never have been yanked out of school, if all the healthy adults that had no signs would have kept going to work, if these insidious, invidious, illegal, unconstitutional, totalitarian lockdowns and house arrests had never occurred, if your favorite celebrity had never gone on television going, "Hey, stay at home," we would be approaching mass herd immunity levels just like the Swedes. The cities and the countries that do not have herd immunities are the ones that that house arrested their populations. Yeah, from the story, an estimated 13.9% of the New Yorkers have likely had COVID-19, according to preliminary results of coronavirus antibody testing released by Governor Andrew Cuomo Quattle on Thursday. The state randomly tested 3,000 people. Now, listen to this. At grocery stores and shopping locations across 19 counties in 40 localities to see if they had the antibodies to fight the coronavirus, indicating they have had the virus and recovered from it. 14%. With more than 19.4 million people, residents, the preliminary results indicate that at least 2.7 million New Yorkers have been infected with COVID-19. There is no pandemic. Hell, there's not even an epidemic outside of elderly populations. The results differed across the state, with the largest concentration of positive antibody tests found in New Tenochtitlan City at 21.2%. So that means one out of every five New Tenochtitlan residents is already cured. Why keep the city? Look, why might that be? Because before Comrade de Blasio ordered house arrest, they got it. They got it. 21%. On Long Island, 16.7% of the people tested were positive. And in Westchester and Rockland counties, 11.7% of the tests were positive. The COVID-19 pandemic across the rest of the state is relatively contained, with just 3.6% of positive test results. Now, why might that be? Because in the hamlets and in the rural centers, they didn't get out. There weren't people that were infected. They weren't in a close environment. New Tenochtitlan would logically have the highest concentration. It only makes common sense. What we found so far is that the statewide number is 13.9% tested positive for having the antibodies, Cuomo Quattle said. They were infected 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, but they had the virus. In other words, they got infected, millions upon millions, and cured themselves, and yet were subjected to the most heinous, most diabolical, most disgusting takeover of any civilized sovereign entity in the history of the planet. The only one that even has come close to this are the Russian and China commie takeovers in 1917 and on or around 1950 or so, 1952, 54, when Mao Zedong and the Red Chinese Communist Party came to power. Folks, we are in a situation that is based upon fake news and fake data. So I have to ask the question again. Why aren't the Emperor Fauchatine and Scarf Vader, President Trump's two top advisors. Why aren't they telling him this? Because they work for the government and they're in on the Gates vaccine. That's the only logical explanation. By the way, can we find the video, the audio of the guy from the Department of Defense yesterday at Trump's press conference saying that, I know you saw the story because you told me about it, saying that that heat, sunshine, and humility are the natural predators of the COVID-19, and that the Department of Defense now has evidence that there are less concentrations of the corona hoax bug because the temperatures are rising. Yet you have governors in, I mean, listen to this. The governor of Illinois, you're on lockdown until June, sucker. The governor of Virginia, you're on lockdown until June the 15th at the earliest. Other governors saying, we're going to wait and see. It may be the middle of May before we can start to open our economy. It only took you one day to shut it down. Why does it take 20 days to reopen it? Ah! Aha! The fly in the ointment. Mike Church Show here. Where do you hear this? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. Facts over fear, your radio-free Pandemistan radio and television headquarters. You found the, you found the, I know you got the story. It's Cuomo Quattle now going, holy crap, I'm going to get sued. You know, everybody's running around going, you can't sue governors for doing what was right. All they did was love us because they care for us. By the by, that reminds me. I was on Pride Book last night, and someone sent me the following. I would like to share this with you. Here, I'll put the link in the chat room at crusadechannel.com so that you can all see this. This is, here you go. This is from the CDC website, cdc.gov. This is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Estimates of deaths associated with seasonal influenza, United States, 1976 to 2007. I will not bore you with all the minutiae of the story. There's only one part of this story that I want to share with you. Let me find it because I saw it last night. Okay. Wrong person's... So the summary is basically this. 90%, 89.9% of all influenza deaths go to the 60-plus demographic, according to the CDC. Now, this is their own, these are their estimates. It's not mine. We have the advantage of using these because they can't go back and cook the books. Going forward, they can cook the books. And then they give the methods of how they arrived at this. For deaths with underlying respiratory and circulatory causes, including pneumonia and influenza causes, during 1976 to 2007, the models estimated an annual U.S. average overall of 23,607 influenza-associated deaths. For these underlying causes, the average annual rate of influenza-associated death was 9 deaths per 100,000. Now, if you had an average of 9 deaths per 100,000, and there was no need to have lockdowns and forced masking and social distancing, why in the hell would you have it now when you have a mortality per 100,000 of 5/10, or depending on the demographic, 5/100 of a percent? per 100,000. This makes absolutely no sense. And by the by, the 23,000 number with underlying causes, before everyone started coding everything as COVID-19, was about where the comorbidity causes of death, that would have been about the comorbidity cause of death number. In other words, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. The distribution of mortality across age groups was similar for the two groups of coded deaths. For pneumonia and influenza causes, the proportions of average deaths overall were 1.5%. Now listen to this, 10.6% and 87.9% for persons aged 65 years and older. For respiratory and circulatory causes, their proportions were 0.5%, 10.1%. These are demos, 19 years, 19 to 64 years, and in 65 plus years. These are the three groups. So 65 plus, which is exactly what we've seen with COVID-19, there's been no deviation from this whatsoever. Again, up to 19 years, 19 to 64 years, and 65 years and plus. Here are the numbers for respiratory and circulatory causes. Their proportions were 0.5% for the very young, 10.1% up to 65, 64, and 89.4% for pneumonia and influenza. In other words, the distribution of death, mortality from pneumonia or influenza A or B for old people is almost 90%. Only 10%. Another way to look at it is only 10% recover. Why wasn't there alarm bell ringing, lockdowns of economies, geezers sheltered in place, plastic bubbles put over every retirement home, bunch of people in these perfect airtight suits with oxygen lines running to the back of them? Okay, so why not? My point is that there is nothing out of the ordinary other than a hysterical media, a global cabal of people led by Bill Gates and others and the UN and the little Greta Thunberg, Malthusian, we want humans to die, New Green Deal gaggle, who took advantage of this, and boy, howdy, did they play it. I keep saying to friends and family members, dude, they had these assets pre-positioned and never thought that they would get the opportunity to actually pull the plug on making planet Earth the actual home of the Hunger Games. They are two steps away from Hunger Games. I don't think your average Billy Bob Brubeck out there realizes how close he is to living under true tyranny, as he has existed his whole life. I got my gun. You ain't taking my gun. I got my Second Amendment. What good does it do if you're not going to use it? They haven't had to fire a shot, and they are within striking distance of having their very own President Snow. Let me ask you a question. You go, come on, Mike. I was going to give you a shot, but you're just an Alex Jones conspiracy theorist wacko. Let me ask you a question. Those of you that are watching this on the U-Boot, where are you watching this from? Your home? Is that your choice? Or were you told to stay at home? Did you obey? Did you go, citizen, you will obey your COVID-19 state overlord, citizen? Simple question. Where are you watching me at? Are you watching me at home? Did you choose to stay at home? Now, maybe many of you did. Fantastic. I'm happy for you. Were you told? Were you ordered? House arrest? All right, here's the montage. Now, again, it doesn't take days to turn How do you turn the economy back on? This is the key to Studio D, this building right here. This is the key that opens the front door. You want it? Here, send me an email. I'll send it to you, Kitty. How do you reopen the economy that it took one day to close? You take this key, if you're a small business owner, you insert it into the lock, you turn it, you open the door, you turn the lights on, and then you flip the sign around that says, open, come in, we're open. Simple as that. Go fire up the deep fryers if you're a restaurant. Call your restaurant supplier. Hey, dude, what can I cook today? What can you sell me? What you got?